Transmission.
What's happening? What's going on? Well, it's 1930 UTC, COVID-1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, which is what's happening right now. It's true. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and we're getting out of the car. Oh, yeah. All right, here we are. And I'm beginning to think this might be a problem. Okay, because here we are today at Tranquility Park. We're not by the heronry, although I can kind of see it from here. We are in the secret mushroom ground sort of end of the park. And what are we doing today? Well, we're looking for marmots, and we got to check all of our various mushroom areas. I don't think we're going to have any mushrooms yet. There's a lot of people here. There's at least 7 cars here for bicyclists, and there are bicyclists bicycling about. And we've got a cop. There's one cop, car number 518, sitting over there 40 yards away. So I'm kind of, hey, what was that? Oh, nothing. I'm just sort of walking over here onto the bicycle path, kind of under the power lines. And we're going to go out and look at this point, because this is where we saw marmots last time. I wonder if there's any mantis out there today. And, yeah, it's a little early to be saying this, but being only 2 minutes into this show, this might be a problem. This might be a problem. Anyway, I'm looking down into that Mati zone, and I don't see any Matis over there. So I think we're going to walk up there just to take a look. And there are some other people walking around on the path here that I don't really want to run into, just because I don't want their diseases. And they're down in the creek. Okay, so we're going to walk up on this Mati den and see if we can spot any dudes. I'm trying to be quiet. But when you're walking on all this grass and stuff, it just makes so much crazy noise. Where's my Matis? Where could they be? Not seeing anything. I'm going to walk over to the edge of the creek here. You know, I think the main problem today is going to be there's so many people here that Matis are probably getting spooked. I'm looking down into the creek and I'm seeing nothing. And I'm kind of wondering if I'm already having a problem. I'm going to walk up on this den, or dens. This might be 2 dens close together. This might just be one big old den. Hole here, hole right there, hole right there, hole over there. Let's look down into the creek on this side. Oh, see now, here's a hole with bugs flying around in it. This hole has a Mati in it, but they're not coming out to visit us. No, they are not. Looking at other holes. Oh boy. And here we have one of the biking contingents coming by on the other side of the creek. Okay, so here's the deal. It's a nice warm day. I mean, I woke up, I ate breakfast, I was looking out the windows, and the first thing I said was, oh, gotta get outside as soon as possible. I put on some appropriate clothing, grabbed a bunch of gear, and I ran outside. I didn't do my research. I was too excited. I am starting to think that this might be a problem. What's the problem? It might actually be too hot. It is too warm. You know, we've had these last couple days in the 50s. It wasn't that warm yesterday. And suddenly, now, it's 80 degrees. I'm not kidding. 80 degrees Fahrenheit, it might be a little bit warmer. I do have shorts on and a short sleeve shirt. But, yeah, I was thinking, oh, it must be like 65 or 70 degrees out there. No. It's 80 or better. And, that means what? 25 degrees Celsius? I don't know. Now, I know there's not going to be any marmots here because this is where those people were, and standing here screwing around. And they're going to spook any mots that were around here. And, you know what? You know, I'm thinking about packing it in. I'm thinking about aborting this mission and just turning right around and heading back to the old homestead because it is a bit warm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep moving forward and see what happens. Ooh, boy, it is warm out here. This is not what I was expecting. Not at all. I'm already starting to feel it. I thought maybe this would be good for mushrooms, though. Maybe it'll be nice and warm and the earth will warm up and we can get some... Yeah, damn it, we got fools up here is the problem. We got a mom up here with two kids running around, stomping around in the creek. They have no idea what's going on or what they're disturbing. I just want to check this one marmot den up here real quick. After we go under this little low area and go over these two tiny little creeks, we come up to the big scary tree. And the tree that grows next to it, which is also moderately scary. Looking up in the tree, I see no matis. But there's a mati track right there. There's a mati path. And there's a mati den up here. And these people are way too close to my mati areas. And I'm going to look across the creek first at that mati area. Oh, look at that den. That den across the creek... That den has been dug out. That den has been dug out and is in use. But I see no actual matis. That den is not in use. That one is. All right, turning around here. And I'm going to walk up here next to the scary tree. Because there is a den right up in here. There's a den hiding under... Oops, I just made my presence known. Yeah. There's a den in this wood pile. And I can't see the holes, but I can see loose dirt. So I know... Oh, here's one of the holes right here. Very hidey. Very hiding. Tricky marmot business going down here. Yeah, oh, we got a nice den under here. What do you want to bet this becomes a birthing den? I bet we get some baby marmots in here. Loose dirt, very nice. Ow. Okay, things are starting to hurt way too much. I am turning around. I am heading back the way I came. I got multiple problems. The heat burn is starting to happen. It's like being stabbed with thousands of little needles in the back. It's unpleasant. Yada. I do not like it. Also, my hip is being a little weird. I mean, it was really killing me about a half an hour ago, but right now it's kind of okay, but it's starting to act up. And I'm trying to see, is that a marmot den over in there? I don't think so. Brought the old siren with me to warn all the marmots. Look out, there's lots of stupid people out here. I have to warn the marmots. Wait, oh, I saw a lump over there and I thought it was something. It is not. It's a log in a shadow. Okay. Ow, ow, ow. This is not super great. I'm still moving though. I'm moving. Oh, it's starting to really... Yeah, a little too hot today. And I'm not acclimated to the heat yet. This is the first hot day we've had. That's the whole problem here. So any marmots over here? Nope, don't see any again. They're still hiding. Because we had idiots ahead of us. And jokers to the right. Here I am. Rock me like a hurricane. Yeah, alright, so here's the plan. Ow. Oh, goddamn, I'm 40 meters from my car. I hope I don't die in the next 40 meters. Although, would it really be all that bad? Okay, let's go. The general plan is to jump in the car, and then we will do the magic warp business, and then we'll be magically back at my house. Oh, now my hip hurts, son of a whore. Okay, so 20 meters to go. All right, we gotta think of something better to do for Dubious Goals Committee here. But in the meantime, while we're thinking, ooh, something big just flew over me. I saw a big shadow on the ground. I'm looking up. I don't see a big bird. Oh, forget it. Okay, we're gonna count down from three, and we're gonna do it right after I do this. Three, two, one, zero. Oh my god, and here we are. Back in my lovely house, sitting on the floor. It's nice and cool. There is a cat sitting behind me somewhere, probably trying to sleep. Nope, because I'm stalking, she can't sleep, so now she's walking away. Do-do-do-do-do, Katie leaves the room. Okay. It's too hot. Well, it's too hot outside. It's okay in my house. In fact, I was cold this morning. When I woke up this morning, I was thinking, oh, should I put my sweatshirt on before I get up? Because it seems cold and I don't... It seems cold, he says. And I just went up and I looked at the thermometer that's on my back deck, and it is currently reading 83 degrees. 83 degrees. And so I'm looking at the Weather Channel right now, and they're telling me it's going to be snowing this weekend on Sunday. Rain and snow this weekend. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So there's going to be a 50 degree change in the next in the next 3 or 4 days. That's just ridiculous. That's not even funny. That's so, yeah, here we are sitting around, and now I don't have anything to do. I don't have anything to do for dubious goals committee because there's no sports. There's no 90210. There's nothing to do because of disease. So I'm drinking tea instead. Yeah, I'm still drinking that Ping Shui Zhu. And I'm on about the sixth infusion. It's not very good. We're going to have to change it up. I think maybe later today I'm going to be drinking some Long Jing. That sounds like a fun thing to do. Yeah. In the meantime, what kind of fun things are we going to do? Well, I got nothing. I don't know what I'm going to do to entertain myself today, let alone everyone out there in Radio Land. Yowza. Well, there is one little bit of good news. Guess what's on later? At about 3:45 local time, I've got Godzilla on TCM. The original Godzilla film, the first one, the Japanese version, not the stupid Raymond Burr, Perry Mason versus the giant lizard. No, there's none of that. Just the real deal today. I think I just might have to watch that. And Forbidden Planet is on too. Yay, maybe I'll watch a little Forbidden Planet. I think what I need right now though is some music. Let's go with some Vina. And the hilarious irony, can this be right? I know this is a popular name, but this is a woman. Her name is Vina. Vina Srivani is going to be playing the Vina. I like that. I think more people should be named after musical instruments. That was the song Breathless, as played by Vina Srivani. And that was some cool hybrid stuff there. And I really dug her Vina, too. She's got this cool hybrid Vina as well. First of all, it's all black, except for the bridge. And there's some, you know, little trim pieces, but it's all black. For, you know, for stealth. It's a stealth Vina. And to make it more stealth, instead of a normal secondary resonator, it's got some kind of... Is this some kind of modern metal resonating technology, or is this just a prop to hold the thing up? Can't tell. This Vina also has an electromagnetic pickup and some Western-style fine tuners, the type you would find on, like, a violin. I'm like, okay, this is cool. I want one. I gotta have it. And I love that hybrid music. And there she is jamming along on her Vina, and then, you know, the drum kit comes in. And that was cool. That was cool. I like hybrid music like this. I like music that takes, you know, old, ancient, traditional musical instruments and combines them with, you know, modern instruments and modern sounds and modern music. So we get that old meets new sort of thing. And, you know, we're going to have to do some more of this, I think. I'm of the personal opinion that the best example of old meets new going around today is obviously Wagaki Bando. So let's listen to the song. What song do I want to hear? What song do we want today? How about Strong Fate? Let's do Strong Fate. Always awesome. Always awesome. That is Wagaki Band with Strong Fate. And that's getting to be one of my favorite songs of theirs. The more I listen to that, the cooler it gets. Now for some tea. Oh, wait, there it goes. There it goes. Oh, no, it's happening, but I can't see it. Okay, yeah, here's an update on some weirdness that you need to know that is really strange that's been bothering me for about the last, 36 hours. Here's a weird thing. A couple nights ago, like 2 nights ago, late at night, I thought there was a bug crawling over my toe. My big toe on my left leg. Like maybe a spider crawled up on it. And that's a weird feeling, right? And I felt that, and I thought, oh no, there's a bug on my toe. And I looked down, and there's no bug. And I thought, okay, that's weird. I can still feel a bug crawling around on me, but I'm clearly looking at my toe, and there's nothing happening. All right, well, what I have figured out is that this weird thing that I have with my hip, you know, I'm always complaining about my hip. It's really not just my hip. It's this weird thing that shoots all the way down my leg and into my foot, and now into my toe. So I will occasionally, and if I stand just right, I'm not going to do it now, but if I stand just right, well, maybe I can do it. Right now, let's stand up here. How am I supposed to do this? So if I'm standing, yeah, it's not doing it right now, but if I stand just right at some angle and I have my legs in some orientation, haven't figured this out yet, I get this muscle spasm in my toe. The muscles or nerve or sciatic issues that I'm having in my hip are causing this thing to happen in my toe, where I have this muscle spasm on the top of my big toe on my left foot. And it's just enough that it makes me think, you know, my skin twitches a little bit and does weird stuff, and it makes me think that there's a bug crawling on my toe. There is no bug on my toe. This is just a muscle spasm that I'm having, and it's weird. It doesn't hurt. Not the one in my toe, you know, it just feels like there's a bug, a spider walking over my foot or something. It can be a little disconcerting if I'm not paying attention, because I never remember. Oh, wait, no, it's just the muscle spasm. Every time I think it's a bug crawling over my toe. So let's drink some tea. Drinking that Ping Shui Zhu today, the gunpowder. Not going crazy on it, but still enjoying it a little bit. What else do I got to do today? I think I'm gonna work on some stuff. You know, I still don't have a fingernail. So, you know, last night I was trying to play my instruments and I couldn't because I got no fingernail. So maybe I'll go play the Taishu Goto today because that requires less fingernail. Maybe I'll just have to use a pick anyway. And that sounds means that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, every damn day, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Superdimension Fortress. My name is Tobe.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.